Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 18 grade, Pretoria môre 19, Emalahleni 16.
Still busy on the N3 South between Galilee's and Geldnace at the moment on the Mike 1 in northbound. There's a crash from Corlett Drive heading up towards Greyston. And then thank you for the message coming in. A crash on Onderdekkers if you're heading in towards Christian de Wet. And there's another crash on Main Reef Road heading northbound from Nadine out towards Dobsonville Road.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Australia 75-7. That's a lead of 148 in the World Test Championship final at Lord's. And Russie Rasmus rules the Bulls out of the Springbok Barbarians clash.
Die Vrye Mark Sigting en Solidariteitsnavorsingsinstituut beweer swart ekonomiese bemagtiging het Suid-Afrika meer as 5000 miljard rand in verlore ekonomiese groei gekos. Die studie beweer die stelsel bevoordeel hoofsaaklik 'n klein eksklusiewe groepie, maar belemmer algehele groei en indiensneming. Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op news. In die Ooskaap, die reddingsoperasies voort na verwoestende en dodelike vloede. Die dodetal het nou tot 67 gestyg, talle inwoners het hul huise ontruim. Ten minste 58 skole is ook gesluit. Selakie Ledwaba berig.
Minister of Cooperative Government Affairs Velinkosi Hlabisa says of the 67 victims, 6 were school children who died while on their way to school when their scholar transport was swept away by flood waters. 4 of the children are still unaccounted for.
It's not just numbers, but these are human beings.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa will tomorrow visit the Eastern Cape. He will be in Mthatha, which is one of the hardest hit areas. Selakile Dwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
Nou met die lang naweek wat môre begin, het die regering die publiek gewaarsku om waaksaam te wees op die paaie te midde van uiterse weeromstandighede wat chaos veroorsaak het veral in die Ooskaap. Minister in die presidency Kombutso Ntshavheni.
Over the next few days, due to the expected weather conditions in most parts of the country, this could include drops in temperature, snowfall, strong winds and heavy rains. And we are urging that before you travel, you must check the weather forecast. We don't want a repeat of what happened earlier in the year when people were trapped on the entry gating to KZN.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Taxi-raad het intussen sy hartseer uitgespreek oor 'n tragiese voorval waar 'n minibus-taxi wat skoolleerlinge vervoer het Dinsdag deur kragtige vloedwater in Mthatha meegesleer is. Sintako-woordvoerder Rebecca Paltlight bevestig dat die bus aan een van hulle lede behoort het.
Sintako National representatives will today join the Eastern Cape leadership of the taxi industry to visit the scene of the tragedy and to offer support to the search and recover teams that are currently working tirelessly to locate the missing learners.
En Suid-Afrikaanse wetenskaplikes sê streeks en stofvervaardiging is noodsaaklik as Afrika selfstandig wil word in toekomstige pandemies. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Mediese Navorsingsraad sê die vasteland is steeds sterk afhanklik van invoere uit Europa en Noord-Amerika. Professor Farid Abdullah sê Afrika vervaardig slegs 1% van sy enstowwe.
Regional manufacturing is very important because we can't rely all the time on countries in Europe and North America for our needs.
Pretoria môre 5:19, Johannesburg 5:18, Tsinin en Mbombela 8:20, Rissenburg 6:19 grade. Ek is Shanal September, meer nuus om 7.
Yeah, we play more music than anyone else.
More music.
4 in a row. On the drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM. Thank you.